Hey, this is Pete Cerronis, and I'm here for my weekly chat with President of On Point Consulting, Miss Samara Shulman. What's up?
First day of summer break for two out of three of my kids. So a lot is up. Good day
I
to
can,
be recording.
yeah, I can relate. I woke up today and it was just not having to drive a kid somewhere or worry about where the pickup is. But hey, I was thinking because yesterday I posted something that was near and dear to me, and that's this constant discussion around technology and how we in our lives depend on it. The DHS and CISA had posted in late April a document on guidelines around protecting this very infrastructure we care about. And for me, I like to talk about the impact. And you've used the word technology dependency, but just to set the tone for today, I'm saying to the world that we rely on power grids, water treatment facilities, transportation systems. And the question is, if your electricity went out for days or weeks, leaving you without power or heat, can you just imagine that? It happens. Water supplies being contaminated, getting your family sick. I'm trying to always, every day when I get up and have conversation, is talk about technology, so much goodness in it, but it is there to solve and address challenges, in this case, infrastructure, but it also impacts our lives. So what's your thought when I lay that out? And does that cause, like I like to say, your neurons to fire?
Yes, absolutely. It's a lot of mixed emotions. It's concern. It's always the what if, it's that could happen, that God forbid will happen. We need to be ready for that to happen. It actually takes me back to a conversation that I had with a friend 20 plus years ago. And it was post 9/11. And it must have been 2002-ish, 2003-ish. And he brought up, actually, Pete, what you just brought up, that what if somebody got into our water systems and what happens with the whole water infrastructure? But here's the awesome thing is that with technology moving at such a pace, it's concern, yes, but it's also kind of rest assuredness that we're working on that. I love that we're working collaboratively. Just On Point alone, we've touched different infrastructure projects and whatnot. But that government and industry are coming together, figuring out what we need to do to protect us from this. If I had to put my finger nowadays versus 20 some years ago, and 20 some years ago, I was a student versus now being in this industry, talking with government, talking with peers and colleagues throughout industry. So I recognize that there's obviously a different viewpoint and thinking about things differently. But I do think one of the things is, with these different humongous things that have happened to us, be it the power grid going out in part of the United States all at once, or 9/11, or whatever, this is the pipeline situations, I think what we have learned is to have a realistic viewpoint of all of this. These aren't problems anymore that, like, what if this happens 20 years from now? These are problems that, because the pace is moving so darn quickly right now, we need to keep that realistic view that anything is possible within days, if not hours, but also accepting that and figuring out how to deal with it versus just, boy, that could happen, but we've got time. So I know you're going to ask me for a parting shot. I think I just gave you my parting shot.
No,
that it
yeah.
is acceptance and this is reality. And we live in a great time where this stuff is exciting. The positive things, but you don't want to sit back and just watch. Let's just wait to see where technology takes us. We are lucky enough, be it at On Point, within anywhere within industry and government, to be a part of these conversations and a part of these thoughts and thought leadership pieces, to be brainstorming about, well, when this happens, what do we do kind of thing. So it's accepting that, and it's moving on to the solutioning portion of these conversations.
Well, I'll close out with this because that struck a lot of chord with me. I'll reference a good read, which was a report to the president, and it's about fortifying our critical infrastructure for a digital world. It was dated February of this year. My parting shot is we usually learn when bad stuff happens what we need to do better. And I think we need to move the needle on not just fixing what broke, but mitigating the risk of something happening worse. And a lot of that is what you brought up, whether it's a pipeline being compromised, an environmental impact because of a tornado or something. But that's my parting shot. Thank you again, Samara, for all of your insight and wisdom.
That sounds great. Thank you for yours as well.